Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to trust your intuition no matter what. Our guest today is Ladao Wang, and he's author of Oracle of the Celestial Deities. He hasn't called in yet, but he has been in Hong Kong, and hopefully he's not in that Verizon snafu, you know, where nobody could get even only SOS calls for many hours during the week here. So we'll wait for him, but in the meantime, I can tell you a little bit about what's going on with me, because it was a really fun weekend. I flew up to San Jose Airport, and that was interesting. Let's give you a little breakdown on that. So I walk in the airport, and I'm waiting in the TSA line, and all of a sudden, I have to look. When I'm doing my passport, I have to look into this machine. And this machine is a facial scanning machine and also scanning your eyes. And it was very interesting. They never said that I could do it or I couldn't do it. And we don't know if there's not enough Wi-Fi coming through that. You don't know what's going on with that. But I just went ahead and did it because, you know, I just didn't want to stop the traffic. And then I thought about it. I said, oh, yeah, that's that new biometric system that they're going to try and use, digitize everybody. And once your stuff is up there, it can be compromised, and you know, and once your eyes are up there, they can be used for anything if you're going to start using that as identification, which is one of the ones, everybody has a unique eye print, so it's only unique to you. Anyway, so I discovered that you could say you didn't want to do that, and all you have to do is show your boarding pass to another person on the way out. But it was interesting that they didn't even ask. And L.A. is one of the airports. There's a couple of airports doing this. And so it's a little concerning because if you fly a lot and you're doing that biometric, it might be easier. But, you know, it's shooting Wi-Fi right into your eye. So I don't know. I don't know about that because there's been new studies that just came out that show that low-level Wi-Fi, even with your cell phone particularly, which is not as much as what these things are doing in your eye at the facial, you know, at the airport. They're wider range. They need a bigger frequency. And what happens is that it also starts killing your cells in your skin, and it can provide, after many uses, you know, so many hours of uses, it can provide cancer and all sorts of brain cancer specifically, and it's really crazy. So it's just interesting to note. So that was the start, and that was the only negative really thing that was happening. The good thing is that now you no longer have to take your liquids and your phones and your computers out of your bags. I said, well, that was fine, because I already did it, and I had to stuff them back in my bag. I'm going, what the heck is this? Anyway, so after that little snafu at the L.A. airport, everything went really well, and I ended up having to quickly go to, I was doing a seminar, so I got in at 8 o'clock, and my seminar was at 10 in Santa Cruz, and I flew into San Jose Airport. And when I got to that airport, the person that was picking me up to go through to this thing got the time wrong. But I said, I'm not worrying because I know I'm going to get there in plenty of time. I end up getting in there. So this was a weekend of surprises, I have to tell you. So So I went into the seminar, and it was a soul search seminar in Santa Cruz. It was at the Hilton on Madrona Avenue in Scott Valley. And I get in, and I set up, and I see that they're going to film the whole thing, and they're doing a live TV show with me there. I'm sitting there going, okay, do you have a dais? Because, you know, I don't want to turn around and show people my posterior when I have to read and get these books, and there's going to be a lot, because, you know, this was a different, it was a psychic ability seminar where I had to read and make sure people knew what the abilities were, where they came from, before I could speak about the stories. Anyway, it was, so that was funny. And so, but it turned out, I said, who's going to come? The seminar opened at 10, and I said, you know, I'm not really worried about doing a lot of people at the seminar because, you know, it's early in the morning. And sure enough, there were, it was a full house. At the end, the people came up and said, we came just to see you. And I thought that was the sweetest thing. I mean, it's really, really nice when people take the time and the effort to come out and see you. And I just want to say I appreciate each and every one of you for doing that, because these days it takes a lot of effort to do these things, you know. Anyway, so the seminar went really well, and I ended up doing a book signing afterwards and talking to a lot of people. And I found that almost everyone I was talking to was on this Wegovy drug, you know, and they came over to take a look at my total mind, body, spirit weight loss. And it was interesting that everyone wanted to be off of that drug. And it's expensive and it causes thyroid cancer and whatever. And so I ended up doing a lot of healings and talking to people and just, you know, kind of doing little free psychic readings for them, because, you know, you want them to move. You know, if I see somebody and I'm sitting there, you know, why not, you know, just help them out. And so it was a great day, and then I went for lunch, and then the next day I was down in Pacific Grove, and a woman hired me to do a group of people, and I was supposed to do 10 people, you know, half-hour sessions apiece, and it ended up I did 12. I had about a half hour where I had a handful of popcorn and actually a cup of coffee to keep me going, and, you know, worked until about almost 5 o'clock, and so it was really interesting on that, but... And it was interesting because I found that there were a lot of interesting things that happened, because during the sessions I was doing healing or psychic readings. So I was doing a lot of things. And one of the things that happened, which was very strange, was there was this wonderful girl that came in. And I could just see, I closed my eyes, I could see so much spirituality that it was incredible. You know, she was I'm not going to say much about her, but she was in a healing profession. She was a great person. But she was having some problems. And as she was talking to me, it was interesting. You know, I was starting to go into trance and starting to do a reading. And, there were two little dachshunds with me, and one of the dachshunds started walking in, breaking my trance, you know. So I'd get Jenny out, and I'd look, and I'd see that this girl's eyes had changed color, and they moved to the other side. And then when I started doing the reading again, and then Jenny, the little dachshund, came in again. And I looked again, and got Jenny out, and I went back into trance, and the girl's eyes shifted again and from blue to brown and shifted to the other side of her. She looked, I guess it was to her right, okay? You know, the eyes shifted looking to the right, and I'm sitting there in front of her, right? And I said, something's off. And then I said, well, let me just go ahead and do the reading. So I start trying to do the reading again. Jenny walks in again. I said, Jenny, you know. And then the girl's eyes flipped back to brown again, then went back to the other side, flipped blue, and then flipped, looked back again and flipped brown. And I realized that she had picked up an entity, something that I had not done in at least 35 years. And she was the nicest girl. And for her to have had that entity that was doing all this negative self-talk, making her life, anytime that she was going forward, it would make her life left, and it was giving her negative talk. The minute it realized that it was me, it tried to get away. And I just said to her, she didn't even know what an entity was, right? And so I said to her, I'm going to explain something to you. I don't know if you're going to believe it or not. I said, but I do know that if I can get this out for you, that you will feel better and it will be better. And I'm going to teach you a method on not to let it come back in. Because sometimes when you have something for a very long time, well, you think that this is normal, right? And so when, say you have a lot of pain in your arm or something, and then all of a sudden it goes away. Well, sometimes you call it back in because that's what your normal is if you've been there for a long time. So you want to make sure that you're not allowing that stuff back in, especially negative entities. I mean, it wasn't demonic, but it was a negative entity. So I explained it to her. I said, would you let me do that? And she said, yeah. And so I did. And she said, I didn't even know I had anything in me. I said, but you know what? You're going to feel a lot more positive, and you're going to look 100% better than you do. And sure enough, she did. She walked out, and everybody said, what happened to you? So it was really interesting. So I hadn't done that in a long, long time. I do a lot of healing work and, you know, and can do that. So it was just interesting. So now they want me to come back and do some more. They'll have me captive in prison there in Pacific Grove. Anyway, but they're great people, and they were all great, and I appreciated them very much. And now they want me to come back next time when they have the soul search. They want me to do a past life regression, which I'm going to do, and so I already have half the class filled already. And the past life regression is, I can do those things because I'm a hypnotherapist. And so this one is a really interesting one where you get a date and a time, and there's ways that you can do this. And then I put you into trance, and we go back and we see what you're working on today, what you're working on, you know, past and whatever. So it's interesting. It should be an interesting kind of a class. And then we might do a weight loss class too, to help people get a total commitment to weight loss, and, you know, part of the things that I do with my book, so that it helps to move it through. Anyway, so that's and then the next day, so I went home. I had these wonderful, we stopped in Watsonville, I think it was Watsonville. Anyway, Watsonville was where Crossing Press used to be, which published my second book, How to Self-Publish Your Personal Growth Book. And, you know, so we went to this great fajitas, great Mexican restaurant called Cilantro, I think it's called. And it was the best food that you've ever had. They had sopas. Didn't know what a sopas was, but they don't have that down here. I've never seen that on the menu. But I had fajitas, and I was hungry because I hadn't eaten all day. So I can tell you, I ate the whole thing. And it was just great, and the people were great, and we just had a really fun time. And then the next day, we had a great time, and it was, I did a couple of more readings, and then we went out to lunch, and then I went to go home, and the flight was delayed for an hour, so there you go again. So, and I went on Southwest, and I guess Southwest is going to be changing to seating, but I guess not all. I guess what they're going to do is some kind of bastardized cross-section, where if you want specified seatings in the first X amount of rows, then you pay premium seating, and then the rest is a free-for-all, you know. So, but the free-for-all works, because I got to tell you, people were a lot less stressed than, you know, because I work for the airline, so when you're getting assigned seating, I think there's more, you would think there would be more angst in open seating. But this was, it's a lot easier to do that. And people were very courteous and, you know, helping each other and whatever. Whereas when you get assigned seating, I think you think who you are. You know, this is my seat. Don't get in my seat. Are you in my seat? Get out of my seat. Do I have to move because I'm in my seat? You know, I'm on the aisle, but there's two open seats on the side, the window in the center. I have to get up because it's my assigned seat. I paid for this seat, you know. Whereas, you know, with Southwest Airlines, hey, you want a seat here? Come on over here, sit by me. You know, so it was really interesting. So we'll see how this goes. It's just kind of funny, you know, traveling. I used to travel all the time because being in the airlines, you know, there was always some problem somewhere, and they'd send me because I was like this, you know, data whisperer. I would know where the problem was and how it was. Even here on the network, if it's the middle of the night, I'll wake up if the network would be down, I'll call up, and years ago, it doesn't go down very much anymore, I changed providers. But at that time, when it was Pacific Bell, and then it went to, I guess, Verizon, and then it went to Frontier, and now Verizon's going to buy Frontier up again. So, you know, who knows what this thing is, you know. I guess Dish TV is buying DirecTV and Sling TV, too. So things are moving. What's moving? You know what's moving? Consolidation. All the small things are gone, and it's going to be like Russia. You have to buy in this one store, and there you go. I don't know. Between what's happening here, we're getting more like China and Russia than we are being in America. You know, Newsom wants to put housing up your yin-yang. You know, he doesn't care if you have a single-family residence or whatever. He wants to put hundreds of apartments up because he thinks that's going to stop the homeless problem when it's... It won't. It was interesting. There was a friend of mine that was there, and she works for the county. I'm not going to say what or where, but, you know, she makes about, you know, $56,000, $60,000. And she's eligible for welfare at $60,000. Not welfare, for assistance on different rental assistance and all sorts of stuff like that. And when you're making that much money and you can't afford to live and you're putting more than 50% of your income in rent, it's not the housing. Millions of people have left California. There's plenty of houses. It's the rent control. Actually, the funny thing was, I was telling my daughter, who's a teacher, and I said, you know, it's your fault that my rent gets raised. And she said, what? And I said, because BlackRock is using the retirement funds of counties and teachers and whatever to buy up houses and apartments and offering cash, you know, so that they buy them out, and then they renovate them a little bit, and then they raise the price double. And that's what has happened, because BlackRock has bought up, and all these equity firms have bought up houses and have made all the prices high. One of the things that was interesting is that, you know, when I called a friend of mine in Denver, Arizona area, and I asked her what some houses in Flagstaff were going for, and she told me that it was the same as here by the beach. You know, I went, whoa, okay, you know, same prices. And so I started calling up my friends all over the place, in Tennessee, in New York, in Florida, in Texas, and Louisiana, and Ohio, and I kept asking them, and you know what I found? The rents are the same throughout the United States. In the South, like Tennessee and down, and New Orleans and all that, some places on the coast are the same, but inland is a little cheaper, but it's not much different. Now, how is that? Economically, you know, where you have the large cities like in New York and in California, you know, there's more money because there's more jobs. Texas now has all the jobs. But so how does that work? And when people are suffering a lot, and, you know, it's crazy. Now, I do feel that the housing market is going to come down. And you know why? Because BlackRock is starting to take away their inventory in housing because, guess what? AI data centers are the one that is going to make their money, okay, make their $120 billion is expected just in data center growth. You never mind the capacity of what when they're done. However, AI data centers use so much resources and so much water that sometimes it's almost the amount of the state. So what they're doing is... Bill Gates for Microsoft is buying up getting 10 Mile Island, you know, that nuclear plant that we had to shut down, he's getting restarted. So what's happening is that, you know, nobody really needs this AI. I would say don't use it, and then all of a sudden it's going to dump, and then maybe, just maybe, we'll have control of our housing market and our food prices and everything again. Anyway, we'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I guess Ladao Wang, with his card deck, the Celestial Deities, is not going to be coming in. He must be sleeping because it's 2 o'clock in the morning in Hong Kong. So have a good sleep with your Celestial Deities. And people, if you want to check out, go to beyondwords.com and take a look at that wonderful deck of cards that will... He's a top astrologer in Hong Kong, by the way. So go ahead and do that. In the meantime, we'll get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today's herb is one of my favorites. Anytime I have lung congestion, sinus congestion, I use mullein. M-U-L-L-E-I-N. I'm going to tell you a story about how I found out about mullein. I was having some congestion, and my mother had COPD, and she was on about, I don't know, 3 inhalers, okay? And I called my naturopath, this was many years ago, and I called my naturopath, Gloria Gilbert, and I said, hey, what can we do for this? And she said, well, use mullein. She said, my son was on two, my elder son, you know, he was out of the house, was on 2 inhalers, and I told him to use mullein, which is an herb, and she said to use 2 capsules in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and 2 at night. She said for, you know, a couple of a week, and then to drop down to whatever the bottle dosage says on the label. And he did, and within a week he was off of both inhalers, and it's now been 15 years since she's been off inhalers. So Mulin works, and so as a matter of fact, one of the people I stayed with has COPD, a relative of mine up in Santa Cruz, and I had recommended Mulin, and when she's off the inhalers. Okay, so it really works, and it's so expensive. It's like $6.39 for a bottle. How much is your inhaler medicine? Da-da-da. Natural medicine wins again. And the profit. It's people over profit for natural medicine, and Western medicine is profit over people. So there you have it. So let's talk a little bit about this Mulin. I get mine at iHerb.com. And that's iHerb.com because, you know, they're very convenient. And here in California, I get mine almost next day. So they're very fast and very convenient. I like them. You know, they're not advertising with us, but I like them. So we're going to push them, you know, because they do a good job. We like to reward people that do a good job. Now, the tall stems of Mulin are covered in fine white down. And these were once burned as candles in funeral processions. There's ancient physicians used the herb for scorpion stings, eye complaints, toothaches, tonsillitis, and coughs. And it was traditionally used for wasting diseases such as tuberculosis. Again, a lung thing, right? An infused oil made from the flowers was a standby in many parts of Europe for ailments as diverse as hemorrhoids to ear infections, right? So Mulin is really great. Now the flowers, they are a relaxing expectorant for dry, chronic, hard coughs, such as whooping cough or whooping cough. However you want to say that. It's tomato, whooping. I don't know what it is. So, and tuberculosis, asthma, and bronchitis. The flowers are also effective for throat inflammations, and still made today, the infused oil is used to soothe inflammation, wounds, and earaches. The leaves, they're used mainly for respiratory disorders. The leaves were at one time made into herbal tobacco and smoked for asthma and tuberculosis, although the smoke could be a little bit carcinogenic. But maybe that smoke isn't, and we don't know. I mean, I don't think sage smoke is carcinogenic, right? I mean, just because it's smoking doesn't. I don't know. I'll have to look that up, and I'll let you know if I figure it out. It was smoked for asthma and tuberculosis. Traditionally, the plant was regarded as very antiseptic, and the large leaves produced in the second season were wrapped around fruits to preserve them. A lot of good things with Mulin. And the flowers and leaves are not often separated in commonly dried Mulin, but the leaves generally predominate. So you can use it as an infusion, as a tincture, as a gargle, as a syrup, or the infused oil. You can use a couple of drops in your ear if you have earache and stuff. So there you have it. And I'm going to see if who has Mulin oil? I'm going to try and see if I can find some of that. Because that's going to be, if you're really down, you know, because, you know, flu season comes and whatever, you don't get a flu vax. 252 side effects from flu vaccine, possible side effects, 6 from flu. And by the way, the 252 that you might get from the flu vaccine include the 6 from the flu. So just go with the flu, okay? It's better for you. And use Mulin, and that will help with that, too. And there's a lot of things that help with that. But there we have a little bit about our herb of the week. Now, let's get to, if I can get to it, we're going to get to our gemstone of the week. And gemstones have energy, and by wearing or carrying a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy. Now, I use gemstones all over the place. I mean, I have crystals on my engine of my car, and it extends gas mileage. It does. I have crystals on my computers. It extends the life of the computers. I wear crystal jewelry. I have crystals in my pouch. I have crystals in every room protecting everything. It's just a wonderful thing. But we're not going to do crystals today. Gotcha. Anyway, I wanted to keep you awake. Are you awake? Apparently, Ladau is still sleeping, so we want to stay awake. Okay, let's go to hematite. Hematite is really great. It's a color that is gray to black, or brown to red, and sometimes there's even red hematite, but they all have a metallic luster, very metallic. It is called the stone for the mind, and it can help you sort things out. It can be used for mental attunement, memory enhancement, original thinking, and even technical knowledge. Hematite can assist in mathematical pursuits and in the development of both mental and manual dexterity. Kind of good, huh? Although this stone enhances the mental capability, it also provides for a calming atmosphere. And it also encourages you, hey, go for your goals. You're going to get them. So it helps you to realize the only limitations that exist are the ones that you commit yourself in your own mind. Okay? Be careful of that. Don't say can't, won't, wouldn't, shouldn't, couldn't. Right? Use the opposite. Whenever you get that in your head, use the opposite. You have a chance to, every moment, you have the decision that you can use be happy or sad. Just train yourself that when you get a depressive moment or you're feeling depressed, that you switch right over. I'm going to stop for a minute and then we'll go back to hematite. So one of the people that I talked with this weekend had a problem that they were always doing self-talk that was harmful for them, saying, oh, you can't do that, or this isn't for you, or whatever. And it was very embedded in her mind, and so I said, okay, what you should do is get a rubber band and put it around your wrist. And every time that you have a negative talk saying you're bad, or you're this, or you're that, you know, this isn't going to happen, I said, take the rubber band and twang it. It hurts. And I said, so it will, and then that will remind you to think positive. And after a very short time, you're going to think positive because your wrist is going to hurt, okay? So sometimes that is like the worst case scenario to do it, but if you have something stubborn that won't get out and it's a mental process that can't, you have to change, it takes 6 weeks to do a mental process change. But once it's changed, then it's great. It's all great. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about more about hematite. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Side Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Side Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice,
Enhanced insight? Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. And we were talking a little bit about, you know, changing your mind also from depression. Now, one of the things that you can do if you don't want to kind of use that rubber band, you know, and you don't want to get hurt, one of the things you can do is to hum, okay? The minute you get a thought that is negative or it's limiting self-talk, you hum. And the reason that you do this is twofold. One, it moves the all this self-talk and negative self-talk is coming from the root chakra. And so when you get up to the heart chakra, the heart chakra and up is all the upper chakras that don't like all that stuff. You know, they're very compassionate and moving, and it's the higher frequencies. So when you hum, you immediately go from the root chakra to the heart chakra. Now also with that is it also creates nitric oxide, which is a very calming thing that happens in your body. And so it's a beneficial thing for you. So if you get depressed, start humming, and maybe that will stop the limitless, you can't do this thinking, right? All right. But anyway, the other thing that we wanted to do is talk more a little bit about hematite. So hematite, which is that, I usually get the black. You can usually get the black. It's the one I see the most of. It's also able to help the body to remain cool. So it dispels heat at a physical level. So you can use it on the forehead to draw out heat from a fever, or you can take it as an elixir internally. And what does that mean? It means you put the hematite in water overnight, put it in the sun, either daytime or nighttime. So put it in the sun, and that's kind of more male aggressive energy, or you can put it in the moonlight, which is softer feminine energy, whichever one you want to do. Then you take the hematite out and you drink the water. And that's an elixir, okay? Not all gemstones can be elixirs, so be sure that you check, because some of them are toxic, so you don't want to do that. But hematite, you can. And that will take out heat from the body and fevers and stuff like that. It also facilitates balancing the yin-yang energies. And the magnetic qualities of stone, because it's so metallic, right? It balances the meridians in the body. So it helps the ethereal nervous system and the physical nervous system calm down, right? What you think is going to happen and what is happening helps it to calm down. It assists in the focusing of energy and emotions for balance between the body and the spirit. It also stops and just gets rid of negativity. And it transforms the negativity into the purity of universal light of love. So that's nice. You know, so hematite's always something you want to have around you. It can also be used to stimulate the desire for peace, self-control, inner happiness. It's able to help you enter into a loving relationship. It's been said to attract kind love. So you want a relationship stone for kind love? Hematite's the guy or girl, depending on what kind of stone you want. It also helps you to get emotional clarity. And in healing, this is good for a lot of us. It can be used in the treatment of leg cramps, blood disorders such as anemia, nervous disorders, insomnia. It can also be used to assist in spinal alignment. It helps healing of breaks and fractures of the bone. You just place a piece of hematite on the base of the spine and on the area of misalignment, and guess what? And on the top of the spine, and it provides a whole adjustment to your whole vertebral system. Instant chiropractic. Did you feel it? Oh, hematite. Okay, and that's what hematite is. There you have it. I love stones. I have a lot of stones around me all the time. By the way, we can open this up for readings. I'm just sitting here talking, but if you want to talk with me, feel free to call me at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Again, those numbers to give me a call. I'll be glad to give you a reading or answer a question or just chat. I love chatting with you. 1-800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. If you've been in Santa Cruz and you're listening to this, call me and let me know how your experience was. I'd love to understand and know that and also do a bit better job. So sometimes, you know, if you tell me what you like, that's good. If you tell me what you didn't like, that's good too, because that way I can, because everything is for you guys. It's not for me. It's for you. I get back because I'm giving, right? So it's a balance, right? So it's not just me giving, giving, giving. I get back, but when I'm doing the information in a seminar, I want it to work for you. You know, I already know this stuff, so it doesn't have to work for me. You know, and God will hit me on the side and say, hey, get in line. If you know, so I have my own check and balance systems. You got the rubber band, I got God hitting me in the head. Yes, whatever that is. Anyway, so that's it. So again, those numbers are 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Let's talk a little bit, because of this limiting talk, we want to stay as positive as you can. So I want to talk a little bit about things that may help you stay positive. One of the things to stay positive is to embrace growth. You know, if you want to stop your growth, there's no way you can stay positive. I want to stay where I am. I don't want to grow. I just want to be here. Well, we could be here in the moment, but each moment changes, right? But if you try to stop the growth, you know, is not good. Wanting things to stay the same is impossible, right? Because energy is constantly moving, it's changing, and we're here on Earth, and even perhaps on the other side, to constantly grow. By being open to and embracing change, we assist our growth path and align with positive energy, which is what we want to do. It's going to happen anyway, so take the easy way, embrace it, and look for new possibilities, right? Don't try and stop it. It's going to make it harder. You know, go and flow with it, right? Another thing you can do is to trust. If you don't have trust, how can you stay positive? You can't. Having confidence in and relying on fairness, truth, and honor, and I'm going to include respect there, okay, will always override the negative supports. Will always override the negative. So again, relying on fairness, truth, honor, and respect for all things will always override the negativity. And that supports your positive energy. Another thing we can do is we can believe in development. Your life and soul's progress and advancement comes from the gradual improvement of your growth. Embracing all aspects in that development of your growth uses the positive energy and helps you get there faster. So when you want to be negative, I don't want this, I don't want to do this, I don't want to, just embrace it a little bit and it will go, and the flow will get you there faster, get you through the nonsense thing so you can learn, so you can be happy again or do that things. We're talking about growth and development, and education is another one, right? We're constantly learning in the education of life. So seek the truth in what you are learning and be mindful of the education you're getting in each moment so you can enhance the positive energy of change. It's very important for that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop. And don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. And again, if you'd like a reading, give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Again, those numbers are 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Love to take your calls because that's what I'm here for, right? This is my time with you. And let's go to Bree in Los Angeles. Hey, Bree, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
What do you see or happening with my career in the next few months?
Well, I think that there's either going to be a job enhancement or a small promotion, but it may not be in the area or the place where you're at right now. It could be, but I'm not seeing that there's also an opportunity in another place. So I would keep your eyes out for that. But if you want to make a change, you can in the next couple of months. Are you having problems with someone there at work?
Not exceptionally, but a little bit.
Yeah. You just have to ignore it, you know, because what they're doing is they're going through a hard time. And it's not just about you, it's over everyone, you know, so just, you know, walk away and stay away wherever you can, okay, because, and then things will get a little bit better. If you want to go to the regular job market, you know, there are things that will be opening up for you, but that's not going to be until September of next year.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye. Again, if you'd like a reading, give me a call at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. My voice is a little rough today because I've been talking all weekend, you know, 10 hours straight. Let me tell you, I probably should take a slippery elm, which is what I take for a throat, and that really works. So let's get back and take a look at, oh, I'll be doing, if you want a reading from me, I'll be doing a wonderful course at readings for the Supporting a Soul Connection at infinityfoundation.org. Now, Infinity, you can go to the site, infinityfoundation.org, and look for my picture, and you can sign up there. I'll be doing, it's called kind of Brunch with Linda, and it's going to be psychic readings, soul of, I think it's called for Soul Connection, something like that. Anyway, it'll be on Sundays, and it will be from, I think, 12 to 1:30, p.m., and we're going to do it every month, once a month, so it should be a lot of fun. So if you want a reading from a little less money than I usually charge, then here's the way to do it, and it's really fun, and you'll meet a lot of fun people, and you'll get, this is a different kind of reading, so it's going to be for soul connection for you. Okay, so you can join by going to infinityfoundation.org. All right, that's my latest developments. I'll let you know when I'm going to go back up to San Jose. I might do San Rafael, too. Okay, let's think about some more things for you. One of the things to keep positive is to be focused. Going in too many directions at once actually dissipates and weakens your positive energy power. And living in the moment and focusing on and taking action in that moment, that boosts the positive energy in your life to work for you faster. Now, what does that mean? Well, if you're, think about a hose, right, and you're watering the plants with a hose, and when the water comes out, it's in one direction, and it's really strong. Now, think about putting a sprinkler system on the road, on the hose, and now there's a couple of streams coming out of the hose. But each stream is not as strong as the one stream without the sprinkler on it. So that's what happens with your mind. If you're not focused on what you're doing, the energy is going in all those different directions instead of focused on the one direction. Now, sometimes, you know, it's not long to do the sprinkler system, but if you need to have something done, you have to go to the hose mentality. But if you want to go to the sprinkler system, it will take a very long time to get all of these done, but things can get done, right? So whatever you want to use, you do. But being focused on what you need to accomplish boosts the positive energy and makes your life work faster and better for you. I want you to keep your power. Everyone has personal power, and we have the ability of choice on how to use it. For example, if your niece wants to have a certain hat or a certain thing or a certain sneaker, and you don't have the money, right? Don't buy her the sneaker. You have the choice. You know, so in every moment, you have to keep your personal power, and you have to set boundaries, right? And you have to know how to use that choice. So in every moment, think, keep your power. Is this taking away my power, or is this giving me my power? And even people, it should be equal exchange, so there's no power loss. And stay away from energy vampires who take your power, right? So, you know, just learn how to keep in your personal power. Now, using your personal power in balance and in harmony with everybody around you keeps the positive energy flowing in the right path. Now, if you do get an energy vampire or somebody is trying to be mean to you or you think they're using you, there's an easy way that you can eliminate that and actually help them. And what you can do is imagine this wonderful light coming, God's light coming down from your head, into your head and then down all the way into your heart area. And then what you do is you look at them and focus that energy from your heart, that love light from God, from your heart, right into their heart. It will make them back away immediately if it's not the right thing. And there you have it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening. You know, it's time to go again. Sign up at infinityfoundation.org for my class over there on October 13th or 16th. You'll find it when you go there. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. And if you'd like to drop me an email, you can send it to linda@lindamckenzie.net. Lots of predictions up there. And I've enjoyed this hour with you. So until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of knowledge, trust, and action. Bye.